on the night watch in District 8. Be on the lookout for suspect described in khaki pants, about 18 years, 195 pounds, blonde hair, last seen in the vicinity of Beverly Drive and North Venice. Suspect is reported to be carrying a 25 caliber automatic. If apprehended, hold for Detective Bureau for further investigation. KMA 394, 608 PM.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. Right now, you're riding in the back seat of Detective Unit 5-6. While you're with us tonight...
5-6 to Control 1, starting mileage 9223, 92-23. Officers Perkins and Kraus reporting in service on the night watch.
Control 1 to 5-6-10-4, 6:09 p.m. Unit 5-6 in service on the night watch.
As I started to say before that call... You're going with us tonight. And remember, the people you hear are not actors. You're right here on the spot. Because this is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors. There is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to police recorder Don Reed.
Control 1-2, 5-6, come in.
5-6, go ahead.
Control 1-2-5-6. Are you still in the vicinity of Sepulveda and Stevens Way?
10-4. We're a couple of blocks from there.
Control 1-5-6-10-4. Meet Unit 50 at that location in the gas station regarding a man molesting two women.
10-4. Will do.
In just a matter of a few seconds, we'll get the particulars on this deal. Actually, we only have a block or two to go. We've been checking out alleys in this district. We've had a number of burglaries here recently. Won't be long now. We'll be there. As a matter of fact, it should be here in the next block. There's the flashing red light of our uniform car. Here we are, pulling into the drive. Officer Don Ellis over here, talking to a couple of young women sitting in the car. Let's see what's up. Apparently, these are the two young women someone was molesting, both highly nervous, one in tears.
He's following us. He was running our tail for a long time, and... I mean, he's going our direction, you know, and I stopped slow, and I even went to a red signal. He thought maybe he'd stop and I'd get rid of him. He came right up, and he's been following us for blocks, and I've gone everywhere to get rid of him. I've gone slow, I've gone fast. I pulled in the service station and everything else that you need to take off. And then he came back right in. And then he started following us with his lights off for blocks.
Well, just to keep this fellow from following you anymore, we'll call you on down while you let her out.
Well, I got to let her home, and he knows where I was going to let her out because he was following
Well, that's fine.
I
mean, we'll call you on down there. And if he's hanging around, we'll find out what he's doing.
Because when I tried to let her out of the house, I just was going to pull in front of her house, and he was coming behind us with his lights out, and he followed us for blocks, clear down the street until he had to turn his lights on. I went down to the center of the town.
Did you get his lights in the center?
I tried, but I couldn't get close enough to him. And he was over here, and then he was right on my tail half the time.
Well, you go ahead and start on down towards the house. We'll fall behind you about a block.
I can't. I want to get her home, and I'm scared to death of the
block. Don't worry about it.
I have to get home myself. I live way down in L.A. And
well, we'll fall you on down there, and then we'll fall you far away back.
He doesn't show up anymore. He's got something. I mean, I'm a nervous wreck already.
Okay, we'll follow
up. Okay.
Alice, we'll search the area and try to pick the fellow up. If you run across anything, why give us a call?
Fine.
Five oh to five six
Yes.
10450, go ahead.
We spotted a car on this woman, the last case. We're going to stop him now at Culver and Westerly.
10450, we'll come in from the north in case he makes a break for it.
Check, we're running him in the curb right now.
Swing in just north of that intersection now.
Want to hand me that red lens in the apartment there?
Yeah, we'll do. Let me get squared away here. Gosh, it looks like Fibber McGee in Molly's closet. Here you go.
Thanks.
Get that red lens on now. There we are. Well, just recapping for a moment. The uniform car apparently has the suspect stopped that was molesting those two women we were talking to a short while ago. We'll know more about that in just a few seconds. Hold on, we're going to flip a turn here. There we are. There's Unit 50 right directly ahead, parked at cross angles. They've got a dark sedan with both front wheels up over the sidewalk. Apparently the fellas had a little trouble getting this car stopped. Here we are. Oh, here's a quick look. The uniformed officers have the suspect standing in front of the headlights. Young, unconcerned. Seems to be a joke.
What's the scoop? Strictly playing around.
What?
Strictly playing around.
Well, that's where you're going to get into trouble playing around. You had them pretty well scared.
I don't know why.
Well, they claim that you followed them every place they went.
I didn't think I could do it. I did very, very good in my estimation.
What do you mean you did good?
Well, I didn't think I could follow a car that well.
Well, weren't you rather aware of the fact that they didn't want your attention?
Well, let's put it this way. I had no attention on them. They were much too old for me.
Well, what was the object in following and scaring
you? I couldn't do it.
Have you been drinking tonight?
I have been drinking.
How long ago?
1:30, perhaps.
You taking any dope or narcotics?
No, thanks.
When's the last time you saw a doctor?
A doctor?
Yes.
Not since my real husband in July of 19... Well, last year.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get yourself into trouble following women this time of night.
I get a kick out of this.
You get a kick out of it.
Well, I realize your position, but listen to this.
We have a citizen's complaint of you annoying two women.
Annoying.
Well, I consider it annoying.
Okay, you do, but I consider it a joke.
You consider it a joke?
As far as they're concerned, because they're way beyond me as far as annoying goes.
Well, then why do you follow them?
I told you to see if I could follow a car.
Well, why? What business of yours to follow a car?
I never tried it before. It's something new. I get a kick out of it.
You get
I
a
have
kick
gotten
out of
it. A kick out of it. I don't anymore, that's for sure.
What else have you tried? Get kicks.
Well, not dope as is used.
Well, I'm not talking about dope necessarily. What else do you do to get kicks?
Ellis, I'd take this fellow into the station, run a record and warrant check on him, and then contact the two victims and see if they want to sign a complaint against him.
Okay, will do.
Go ahead.
Control 1-5-6 on the wanted suspect reported carrying a gun. Description broadcast 6:08 p.m. this date. We have information this suspect is now in the bar at 3101 North Venice. 3101 North Venice. Code 2.
5-6-10-4.
That's the boy in the red jacket that was...
Hold on a minute.
That's the boy in the red jacket that was carrying that gun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Want to put the red lens on?
No, I don't want it. We're just got a couple of blocks to go.
All right. Slipping our way through the traffic. Now, the standard procedure in this type of case... Hold on, we're going to flip and turn. Standard procedure in this type of case, when we have reason to believe a suspect may be armed, is to try to take him in the open. rather than a crowded bar. Of course, we may have to stake out on him rather than take a chance of injuring someone in a cafe. Should be up in the next block on the left-hand side. I'll check that. It should be on the right-hand side. Almost closing time for the bar. We'll have to wait just a bit, a few minutes perhaps, if he doesn't come out. Slowing down. That here it is, right off the right hand, slowing down out to the front door.
It looks like our boy in the second stool, the one in the red jacket.
Yeah. Looks like he's leaving right now. Well, here's the suspect coming out the door to the street. About 18 years, staggering a little. Has an older fellow with him.
Come on, Ted, let's take him.
Sergeant Perkins going to take the one in red, Ted Krause the other. We'll get the medal, see what happens.
Both of you stand right where you are. We're police officers. Take your hands out of your pockets.
Officers shaking both
where's
boys down.
I said, where's the gun?
Apparently the suspect is under the influence of alcohol, just looking blank. Well, he's clean. Doesn't seem to have the gun on him.
What?
I ain't gonna find it.
Where'd you get it?
Been drinking at home, buddy's house, and stuff like that.
No, not yet.
He's the friend.
Where are you just coming from now?
Walking on the street.
Whereabouts from? Where from?
Just walking on the street.
Well, where from? Where have you been?
I've been uptown, around here.
Well, whereabouts is around here?
The cafe, we had a couple cups of coffee.
When did you have your last drink? Your hands
45 minutes.
45 minutes ago, whereabouts?
At home?
You're lying.
Not lying.
You're lying. Don't tell me you're not. Been in any bars?
No.
You haven't been in any of you been this bar here?
No.
How about around the corner?
That doesn't make sense. We saw him sitting in the bar. Suspect is getting belligerent.
Knock it off.
Language is getting out of control for the moment.
Play cool, will you? Play cool.
You don't talk to me like that.
You're
talking to a police officer now.
Don't
use that
I know the man. Play cool, will you? He's okay, will you?
Okay, I'm being picked up.
I know the man. Don't worry about it. I'm being picked up, too.
No, man, you're
he knows me.
So what's the difference?
What are you... Will you play it right with these guys?
I play it right.
You look, you play it right with these guys, they'll play you right.
Play it right.
Look, play it right, will you? You treat them right, they treat you right. They got a duty to do. These guys around here with dope peddling and everything else, they got to do it. I know that much.
You tell me that you didn't come out of this bar.
I didn't.
We didn't.
That I'll swear myself. Okay, we haven't
we
been anywhere
been
around
bar
here.
In this town.
I can drink anywhere I want, but he
I'm
can't.
I'm not that dumb. I've been in the Republic. I mean, I've been a screwed up, you know? My stepfather's one that's
going to look, I know you. All right, your stepfather. We'll take it out with him.
What can I do? The cops have got me.
They don't got you.
They don't got me. He's got
look,
me
any of these guys can drink around here.
You go in here at all?
No.
You're lying.
I'm lying, man.
That's right. Let's get in the police car. You want to take him in for me, Bill?
The district car just rolled in, putting the suspect in the red jacket in the car. Transport him to the station for further investigation. Well, let's go over and check out the second young fellow. It's a funny thing. We tangled with him just a couple of weeks ago. We came out pretty good friends. Let's see what happens now.
You haven't answered my question.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Asking one question.
He wasn't in with me.
Was he in there?
I saw him in there, but he wasn't in with me.
Okay, I suggest you go on home.
Well, if you don't mind, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the boy?
I'm going to straighten him out.
That's good. You're not going to put him in, are you?
All depends on his attitude when we get down to the station.
These guys out here, most of them are hopeless. I mean, I can't blame you guys one bit what you do. I mean, I know that. I mean, even from the night you picked me up.
Tell us the truth. That's all we want.
Well, I'll leave it up to him.
That's about the way it's going to be.
I know that. I mean, I know you guys what you've got to do.
Yeah, take him on that way, Bill.
What you don't have to do. I mean, I'm not... I mean, I learned that. I mean, I had to learn everything the hard way.
All right.
Take it easy now. Hey, will you, don't give the guy a hard time, huh?
I won't give him a hard time. Unless he gives me one.
Well, if he does, he deserves it. Okay, thanks a lot, boy. Take it easy.
I wonder what he did with the gun.
I don't know. We'll check into him when we get back to the station. He's pretty drunk right now. It's hard to get anything out of him.
Yeah.
Prepare on the code 6 at 3101 North Venice. 5-0 is bringing in the suspect. We'll talk to him when we get to the station.
Is in the station now. Want him to wait?
10-4, Control 1. We'll be there in a few minutes. Have him wait for us.
Control 1 to 5-6, 10-4.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch.
CCCBS
Radio.
I like it best.
Radio.
I like those CBS radio shows.
If you're sitting at home,
if you're out in the car,
CBS Radio's where you are. CBS Radio.
And now we switch you back to police headquarters, where an investigation is underway, and your police recorder, Don Reed.
We're here in the Detective Bureau. The father of the suspect has been giving us as much information as possible on the case. Seems the boy had a gun with him when he left home. Apparently he's gotten rid of it. The father's filling us in on the boy's background now.
Monday morning, she went round and round with him because, oh, he got up and he just cussed her. He says, no female's going to tell me what to do. It's a heck of a way for you to talk to his mother, see? And I'll tell you, the kid's getting to be where he's dangerous. When he's got a few drinks, I'm telling you, he's just liable to kill somebody. He's not. In the morning, he eats his dinner, he's gone. You never see no more of him until 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. It's every night that way.
You think he's hanging around these bars down here?
I know he hangs out there a lot. He's drinking. And he's buying his liquor, too, far as that goes here. But it's just getting to be a ruination of the kid. The main thing is, I want to know what we can do to put him out on his own. And let him get on his own. That's the only way in God's world he'll ever straighten out.
How old is he now?
He's 19.
19? You can put him out, legally.
Because he's working, his mother told him, she says, you're either going to pay and keep your obligations or you're going to get on your own. He said, you can't put me out. They have a minor. Just try to do it.
Oh, after 18, you can put him out.
I don't like to do it, and his mother is just about... she's gone her rope, that's all. She's gone her distance because she's disgusted.
What's his draft status?
He has never got his... he was thrown out of the Marine Corps. And they've never sent him any other papers whatsoever. Now, the wife does all of his handwork. His laundry and washing and... washing and ironing and boarding and fixing 4 sandwiches with a lunch pail every day in room board, and she only charged him $12 a week.
How much does he owe you now?
About $142, I think it is. I got the exact amount. It's
$142.
And it nearly broke my wife's heart to have him talk to her the other morning the way he did. And when he started cussing her out, ordinarily I would have took it out and went in out to the Mellow House. And I told her, I said, honey, I said, I feel just like going in there and taking his clothes and putting them out on the driveway and say, there they are, get going. But it's just, I don't expect you to be no genius, but I just wanted to know what steps I would have to take to tell him to get out and get going on his own.
Well, let me talk to him first. And you contact me later during the night and I can tell you what's been going on, what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, thanks a million, fella.
Okay, you bet.
I'll see you later.
Ray, bring in that young fellow now, will you? Yeah, his father's just going out the front door. Right.
He's sure off on the wrong track, isn't he?
Yeah. We'll see if we can find out anything more about the gun.
You want me to wait with him in here?
No, Ray. Wait outside, will you? Leave the door open.
Yeah.
arrest him?
Yeah, what for?
You're alone?
What else?
Don't. Here he is. Slim build. You long black hair.
I saw you a minute.
A bit shaky on his feet.
Would you shut the door?
No.
Better put this back in.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rough in it, you know?
I'm not either.
I'm running it here, though. You're not.
That'd have been so many times.
Look it, let me tell you something right now. You keep talking, you're going to talk your way right into jail. I haven't made up my mind whether I'm going to book you yet or not. You've been drinking, you're underage. That's illegal. Now, just keep on talking. Keep on talking that kind of language. Talk yourself right into jail. The jails are full of guys that don't know when to keep their mouths shut. What do you do with yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, you're not working.
I just been loafing, irritating them, and driving to a sanitarium.
Why?
Oh, they worry. I had a gun there. I bought a gun from one of my buddies at work. 25-caliber automatic. I sold it tonight to go out and get some booze, you know. My man never is like me since the adoption, you know. You know, I'm getting tired of the whole situation.
Look, we're not trying to roust you, give you a bad time. When I see you in a bar, then I ask you 10 minutes later if you've been in the bar, and you say no.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, you could have been drinking coffee, but when you pick me up, under the circumstances, just see my father. I mean, look at it this way. What do you think a kid can do nowadays? The guy's in the corner, and I'm not talking about the cops. I'm talking about everybody. The guy's in the corner, we can go dancing, yeah. We can go to show. We can go to the beach, but we gotta be off at the beach by 12 o'clock.
Did you get rid of that gun?
I sold it tonight, and the kid was over 21. He works the same place I work. He used to work. I mean,
what'd you have the gun for originally?
Well, I'll admit, I was drunk tonight at a party. I was kind of drunk. Got down to his place, and the guy started feeling me full of tequila. So I got pretty screwed up. I've been drinking vodka and calling straight all night.
You better start laying off that stuff, man.
I got troubles, man. Deep troubles.
What about your mother? How do you get along with her?
I used to get along with her, but my stepfather's turning against me. You can see why I'm so bitter lately.
What's the solution?
What's the solution?
Yeah.
I like to knock my stepfather's head right off his shoulder. That's what's the solution.
Think that would do it?
It wouldn't do me no good, no. But at the time being, it sure would. Like I say, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, I was in the brig quite a bit. I was in quite a bit of trouble. I was in a reform school. I was in a boarding school. I know what's happening. I know what's trying to happen to me right now.
Well, you're going to put a stop to it sometime.
Why should I?
What's it getting you?
It's not getting me nowhere. That's the trouble. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try again until it does get me somewhere.
You're on the wrong track, man.
I know it. But I can't play the winning game. I mean, the losing game all the time.
You're playing it.
I know it so far.
If I was playing a losing game, I'd deal me another deck.
Well, so far I ain't been able to deal that day. But my day's gonna come sometime. And my stepfather's gonna deal it.
That'll give you a satisfaction.
That would give me a great satisfaction. I sold that gun tonight. Now I wish I hadn't.
So then what would you accomplish?
I'd accomplish all I wanted to accomplish. So then they pull me to jail. I've been in jail before. It's not that I'm drunk. I spent 14 months behind locked bars, so another 14 or 20 months wouldn't hurt me a bit.
Well, in that case, you won't mind spending an evening with us. Your condition with your attitude, I think you'd better cool off before you go home. Ray?
Yeah?
You want to take him out and book him plain drunk? Give him a chance to sober up.
What you have just heard is real, recorded as it actually happened on The Night Watch. And now back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's first case involving the suspect that was molesting the two women resulted in his being held for investigation. This consisted of checking into his background and poring through dozens of reports to determine if the suspect was involved in any similar events. As it turned out, the victims refused to sign a complaint, but a record of the incident was listed for future reference. The final case of the young fellow reported carrying a gun, as you heard, he had disposed of it prior to his having been picked up for intoxication. It's no secret to tell you this case was highly censored because of the verbal abuse the suspect heaped on the investigating officers. But we had more than just a defiant boy who was intoxicated. We had a person who was mixed up mentally and capable of committing a serious crime. Although he was held temporarily, the investigating officer gained his confidence, and today he drops into the station regularly to ask advice. Now that we have this boy back on the right track, and if through this program we can reach others in a similar position and help them, then we have a purpose for bringing you Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hedlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.